Welcome to Sister Share, where six sisters living around the world come together each week to talk about motherhood, health, cooking, parenting, and so much more. Thanks for joining us today.
Welcome to Sister Share. We're so glad you can join us this week. I am Katie, and I'm here in Salem.
Hi, I'm Larray from Rexburg, Idaho.
This is Nettie in Okinawa, Japan.
This is Mimi in Wellsville, Utah.
This is Heidi in Orem.
And today our topic of discussion is Christmas crafts. I have children, 9 of them, ages 0 to 15, and I need good craft ideas for this season that are easy and simple. And I would also add, if possible, relatively clean, like don't require a lot of cleanup. We have a smaller house and I prefer not to have to clean up my kitchen 5 times in a day.
I don't know if there is one that fits those, Kate.
All my have to end the call right
out the door.
Okay, I have an easy
one. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I have an easy one I did with my preschoolers and my younger kids, and that's just to get red construction paper and cut a triangle for a Santa hat and a white circle. Well, actually use the rest of the page for his face and just cut strips up. You draw his face on the top, you cut strips up, and then curl them up with a pencil for his beard. And it's just a Santa with a face. And you curl pencil on the strips for a beard. I don't know if that's a very visual description. But it's so easy. It's just a little bit of glue and some construction paper and some white paper.
Did you do it with your third grade, Ray?
No, it was a little basic for my third graders. I did it with my preschoolers when I ran a preschool, and I did it with my younger kids. Very, very simple, and they always liked it because he had a curly beard.
Super fun.
What color is the face? The face is white and the beard is white?
Yeah, I just took a regular sheet of paper, and if you're doing it portrait, then on the top you draw his face. But on the bottom half, you just cut strips, maybe half an inch wide, about halfway up the paper, and curl them up with a pencil. So he has eyes and a nose and a beard. Very, very basic, very simple.
I know one that has no mess, and that is origami. They do lots of origami in Japan. And actually, they teach it starting in kindergarten. Being able to fold a paper with neat edges and good creases is a great skill for dexterity, and you can get online. There's a million different YouTube channels that will teach you how to fold nativity origami scene. So we've done that before. That's easy and simple and is also a good skill builder.
And we have one of your origami nativities, Nan, that we pull out every year and set it up. We love it. They're so fun.
I've even just put the YouTube video up for my elementary school son, and that way he can just watch the YouTube and fold it while he does it. Really fun.
It also is probably very compact to store the nativity from year to year, so that's another plus.
For sure.
I have one that doesn't have any mess, and I don't know if it would count as a craft or not, but one simple Christmas activity that we like to do is just to pull out all of our Christmas books, and I keep them in a basket in my living room during the holidays, and I love to just pull out a Christmas book and sit and read with my kids. I also find that if I bring them out and put them where they're visible and accessible in the living room, that my kids, when they have a few minutes, will grab one and be sitting and reading, which I love. Anytime I can have my kids choose to read is a plus. That's awesome. And that reminds me, we do our straw in the manger for services. And services can be also crafts, a note to somebody or a cute card that kids can do. We did one for my classroom this year where I just put up a really big butcher paper Christmas tree and cut out a lot of circles. And every time they do something kind for somebody, they put an ornament on the tree. And it's
been really fun to watch ornaments go up on the tree.
Oh, Ray, that's very a great idea. Idea. I'm going to try that in my classroom. Good idea.
We have a really fun one that we do. We found this a couple of years ago, and it's very simple. It does require a little bit of cleanup, Katie, but not too much. Just doing clove oranges. So if you have some oranges you bought at the store and you have some cloves, whole cloves from the store, you take a needle. It's helpful to have just a bigger plastic needle that the little kids aren't going to get poked with. Or they could even use a toothpick. And you poke a hole in the orange. And you can make designs or you can just poke random holes. And then in each hole you stick a clove. The clove keeps the orange fresh longer and it smells so good. And then we just get a little bit of Christmas ribbon and tie it around. You could even make a little loop at the top for somebody to hang it up with, or you could just tie some ribbon around it in a pretty bow and have them set it on the table. And it's another one that your kids can take it to their teachers or their friends at school. It's a really nice, simple gift plus craft.
This is making me think of one of the quotes Mamie shared a few episodes back about it's important to not just be consumers, but creators. And Christmas is definitely a time where kids can become huge consumers, eating lots of sweets, getting lots of gifts, thinking about themselves. So I think also focusing on the creative side of Christmas can really help us bring the true spirit of Christmas. And there's a lot they can do to create and give to other people around them.
I really don't have a great idea, but my kids tonight pulled out the paper and made snowflakes. That's not original, but they like to make snowflakes and hang them in their rooms from the ceiling or over our kitchen table. That's not mess free, but it's dry, so you can just sweep it all up, Kate.
It's dry. And actually, Heidi, some of us think, oh, that's so basic, but most of my students I found in my classroom don't know how to make a snowflake. We haven't done that in our society enough lately, so that's a great reminder.
All these crafts also build really good skills for kids, some hand-eye coordination, some creativity and thinking. I know that my kids just kind of spontaneously, they love to decorate their own rooms for Christmas. We decorate the house, but then they want their rooms to be festive. So they have taken boxes and covered them with red paper to make little bricks with like fireplaces, and they'll put little tea lights on them or they'll hang paper stockings. They love to do stuff with their room that is festive so that they can go to bed and it's Christmassy.
Mamie's clove orange also reminded me that we like to just take any fruit that you can buy at Christmas time. Usually that's citrus like oranges or grapefruits, lemons, limes, and then apples, and just slice them. And slice the apple and the orange just round. And then dry it, either in a dehydrator or in your oven. It smells really good. And then string them on a red piece of yarn. Those are fun to put outside on outside trees for birds, or even around your Christmas tree or in your kitchen for a yummy scent. The dried fruit garlands.
I love those. They smell good. One year we did applesauce ornaments where we took cinnamon and applesauce, excuse me, and made a paste out of them and dried it. We cut them out with cookie cutters, little mini cookie cutters. So they were maybe an inch long and an inch wide. And we put a straw hole in the top, rolled them out. It was like a cookie dough consistency, but only cinnamon and applesauce. Let them dry in the oven, and then we threaded them with a little piece of ribbon and hung them on the tree, and they smelled so good.
Ray, you'll have to share that recipe. That sounds great.
We've done those too, and they also last. The ones that we made about 8 years ago, and we still get them out with our decorations and hang them on the tree. Probably not as fragrant, but still last. They don't go bad. It's amazing.
That's a lot of cinnamon if it goes from applesauce to a paste. Am I thinking right?
Yes, it is a lot. Start with the cinnamon and add the applesauce. Otherwise, okay, you'll end up with way too much.
A lot of ornaments.
Another one we've done really fun is taking pipe cleaners and shaping and cutting them into like a snowflake or a heart or a shape, and then dipping them in a borax solution, a supersaturated solution in a jar. And within a day or two, they will crystallize and they make these really pretty snowflakes or hearts, and you can hang those on your tree too. And you can look up stuff like that on YouTube. It's so easy. Just look up a borax solution or borax snowflakes or something, and they're very common and very easy.
So you dip them in like a wide mouth jar?
Yeah, like a wide mouth jar. You hang them on a string that's hung on a pencil. Yeah, dip them in the jar and let them sit for about 24 hours and they crystallize.
Fun. So something I'm hoping I'll try with my kids this year is actually in the youth magazine for the Strength of Youth this December 2025. They show where some youth got together and made their very own Light the World vending machines just out of a refrigerator box. And it just has little cards across it on different things that they can do to light the world. So, for example, one of them says, write a kind note to someone, invite families to your home, post an inspiring message online, make a Christmas basket, share an inspiring song, take a name to the temple. Anyway, they have like 16 different things that they can do. They can choose and pull off and do it in their Light the World Christmas thing. So I thought maybe we'll do that as a family. We can make it as a family and then throughout December try to make it empty.
I love that, Kate. I saw that idea. They did it out of a refrigerator box and I thought, oh, that'd be so fun for a ward, but I never thought about doing it as a family. I love that. Thank you.
That sounds fun. We don't have a Light the World giving machine anywhere near us, so that I get that. I agree. So fun to do as a family. That'd be great.
Yeah, I thought of another one. We had somebody a few years back give us some store-bought crackers. Not crackers you eat, but crackers that you pop at a Halloween, not a Halloween, at a holiday meal. So they were from England. I think it's an English tradition. And they're round and probably about 6 inches long, and then they have the little ends that are frilly, like you've wrapped it, right? And so you sit around the table, and everybody holds the ends in between each other all around the circle, and then you pull them all at the same time, and it pops open. And inside, there's a little a joke on a paper or a fortune, and also maybe a little toy. Also a paper crown that unfolds and you put it on your head. So it can be Christmas or New Year's. Well, we loved them so much, we decided to do our own, and we collected toilet paper tubes and just put in little tiny Lego snowmen. And we had an Advent Lego thing that someone had given us. So we had a whole bunch of Legos that were Christmassy, and we stuck one little Lego thing item in each one, and somebody came up with fortunes to put in all of them. Someone else came up with jokes, and we stuffed these little toilet paper tubes, and then we just wrapped them in tissue paper and made our own little crackers for our holiday dinner. And it's really fun and festive, and we just set them out on the table at our Christmas Eve dinner, which is our nice dinner of the year, and used them to start the meal off with a bang. And it's just really fun. And then the whole meal, it gave us conversation. We read the jokes, we talked about the fortunes, and it was just fun and exciting.
That's great.
How fun, babe. I love that. So often at Christmas, I want to celebrate other countries. And so we have sometimes looked into traditions from other countries that we could copy, or crafts or things that others have done. One that comes to mind that we've done before is the Mexican God's eye ornament, where you just take two popsicle sticks and cross them together and then weave them with yarn, different colors of yarn. You can get instructions for those on YouTube also. And they're very simple. And it's just yarn and popsicle sticks. It's fun to celebrate other cultures. I love your cracker idea. We're going to have to try it.
Or the big, you can do like the big poinsettia I think that might also be from Mexico. I think you can do that on YouTube too, where you color a big poinsettia and then bend the leaves down and pin them in the middle, kind of like a pinwheel to make a beautiful red poinsettia.
One thing I've been thinking about while we're discussing crafts is that that we want the atmosphere or the ambiance of the moment to be positive and not negative, which is why we're talking about simple and not a lot of mess. But one way that you can add to the ambiance when you're the mom trying to create the mood is to just play Christmas music in the background and be as cheerful as you can be. And that makes it fun and exciting for the littles. Then they want to do something. If you're excited about this and say, oh, look what I learned how to do. Let's all come around the table and make it and have the Christmas music playing. It just creates really special Christmas memories. Whereas you can also have a craft that goes south if you're not in the right mood yourself or don't do just a little bit extra to create that mood while we're doing the craft.
Good point, Mame, because I've certainly been in situations where I think this is going to be so great, and then no one else in the family is really living up to my expectations. So I think as the mother, we have to create the right mood. I remember Mama would call it Christmas Club, and I've done that too a few times. Like I'll say, it's Saturday, we're having Christmas Club. That means we're doing a little Christmas craft today to help us get in the mood to make something for our neighbors. So, good points.
Another thought that I think Mama shared too is that you can do this all year round. I believe one year, this was after we were grown, but she got together with a friend on the 25th of every month, and they did a fun Christmas craft. That can be fun at different times of the year to just say, oh, let's have a Christmas craft day, even though it's July or May or whenever.
Some of my favorite Christmas crafts for kids involve beads. I know now you can go to craft stores and get kits, but that's also something easy for kids. Make a wreath out of Christmas beads or a candy cane or a tree. And usually that's a skill that even a young child can have, especially if they're stringing a bead on a, like a pipe cleaner is easy to string beads on.
Love it. I just have one thought about music that Mame reminded me. I love Christmas music and I love it playing in the background, but sometimes there's so much else going on that it's just one too many things for me. And I have learned that quiet background music is often helpful. So along with all the fun holiday ones and the jingle bells and all the fun stuff that we love to listen to, I also like putting on things like Living Strings, which is an old, beautiful, quiet kind of background Christmas music. There's some beautiful classic ones that are quiet. There's just instrumental Christmas. And so sometimes I just have to tone it down with the right Christmas music.
Have to look
those up. I love it, Ray. One of my favorites is Kenny G, his album Miracles, or any of his Christmas albums, or that kind of just quiet, beautiful Christmas music in the background.
Okay, Kate, I have a kind of a messier one, but it's an easy one, and my younger kids always loved to do it, and it's baking. It's just cream cheese mints. Those were always so easy. They were messy because they have powdered sugar in them, but I just put a tablecloth on my table, and I know that I'm going to change it out when we're all done and hand them a bowl with a little cream cheese in it and some powdered sugar and just let them knead it with their hands. And it takes a while. So it's very, it takes them some time. And then I know that I've got time without them for a while to do something else that needs to happen while they're just kneading their cream cheese and their powdered sugar. And then they need, sometimes I'll put some food coloring in and a little mint flavoring. And then we have little molds that we use, but you can just roll them into balls and roll them in sugar and let them dry. They're just really, really simple. And they will spend hours just kneading away. And at the end, we just wash hands and pick up the tablecloth and put it in the washer.
I've never been brave enough to do cream cheese mince, Ray. I'll have to try it.
I'm waiting to hear from Heidi and Katie, but I do have another one to share, but I think I better let you guys go first.
I don't have anything to say except every year I buy stuff for cream cheese mints and every year I chicken out.
Okay, so I'll just quick share my idea is that you don't necessarily have to have anything. What a craft does for kids is engage them in something that will make a memory. And right now I'm the music leader in primary and we're learning the song Still, Still, Still. It's one of the new songs in our hymn book. And I chose that song because it's very repetitive. So I knew it would be easier for the kids to remember. And what I did was learn the sign language for it. And I'm teaching the kids the sign language to Still, Still, Still. And that's fun because it gets kids involved, moving with their hands and their bodies. It also helps them remember because they're learning it with their hands as well as in their, you know, audio visual, I don't know, all the different things are involved. And it's something that then will stick with them and they'll remember. So just getting our kids to learn a song or do finger plays with their hands, or also having them create the nativity with simple costumes or other fun Christmas plays. We did that growing up. I believe we did the Nutcracker, the Christmas Carol. There are so many simple Christmas stories that you can reenact with your kids.
Okay, I'll jump on. What do you do with all of the crafts once they're made?
Well, don't put them in a box for next year.
It's the memory that counts, Heidi. You hang on to them as long as you need to. And then one day, when everyone is busy doing other things, you just quietly put them out of sight, out of mind, or give them to your neighbors. Use them as gifts.
Or give them to the grandparents. They can quietly dispose of them without your kids knowing.
I also find that the best time to dispose of them is right before something exciting is going to happen. So right before Christmas. Like, you know, on Christmas Eve, they're going to bed. They're going to wake up to a wonderful, magical world. They're not going to think about their little crafts that they've been making all month. Probably the rest of their lives, right? Because something exciting is happening the next day. So that's when I usually try to dispose of something, when my kids will be distracted the next day.
I agree. On Christmas Eve, I usually go through the house and sometimes with the kids and we kind of clean up and straighten up and it's time to put some things away because you know the next day there will be more things to take their place. But if I'm worried that the kids are going to notice something's missing that belongs to them or is meaningful to them, then I usually put it in a box under my bed for a few weeks. And then if the child comes back and says, hey, I need this or where was that, then I can pull it out and give it to them again. But for the most part, once it's out of sight, it's out of mind.
Maine brought up a couple of things that I want to piggyback on. First of all, getting rid of things. We always in December put out a donation box of toys. The kids are so excited for what may or may show up under the tree on Christmas Day that they feel so generous. And I think it's a good time to purge a little bit because they're feeling it. And so we have a box out for donations for other children who might not have as much as we do. And they're so willing to give things away, even not knowing what's coming. So that's the time we can get rid of some things, not cute little crafts, but other things that we can clean out. I also loved Mame's music that she brought up. When I think about what made Christmas magic for me, it was the songs, it was the quiet, it was the lighted Christmas tree, it was gathering around as a family, and just having this calm, peaceful reflection time and singing together. And so, and that takes no preparation. We often just turn off the lights in the evening, except for the tree, and gather around and sing whatever we feel like singing in the moment. And that does build good memories without any preparation or mess.
I would add to that, lights and candles make the ambiance You can put little strings of lights around. You can put candles out, and it just helps that whole beautiful spirit of Christmas there. Did we answer your question, Katie? You hesitated.
You made me a little bit more courageous to try crafts. I'm not a crafty person, and I just have to tell you, Saturday's a special day. It's the day we get ready for Sunday. We clean the house today, and then everyone pulled out Christmas crafts, and I was like, why did we even clean the house? I can't even get dinner on my table because my dinner table is covered. Every room is filled, and now we need to just have a thorough de-junking. Anyway, but I felt like you did a good job at providing crafts that took up little space and little effort and little mess. So thank you. I may try some.
I also, going off of what you said, Katie, as mothers, we notice the junk. I don't think the kids do. So I will also remind myself of that. I can deal with this for a few weeks because it's making memories. They're going to remember this their whole lives. It's worth it, right? So that's helpful. And then after Christmas is over, I can go through and purge the house when they're back in school and feel happy myself because it's clean again. So I think that's worth thinking about. The other thought I had is that whenever I start to get stressed about Christmas, because it is a big holiday, then I remember that it doesn't have to be complicated. The memories can get made in very simple ways, and we can do less, and it's going to be okay. We don't have to have a Christmas activity or craft every single day of December. There are a lot of advent calendars out there that will tell you that that's what needs to happen. But as long as we choose two or three things to do, then we can make that Christmas special. The other thing that my friend taught me is that traditions are traditions for kids, not because you do them every year, but because you've done them once. So her kids will bring up things that they haven't done for years and say, we've got to do this year because we always do it. But she knows as a mother, they only ever did it once or twice. So that's also helpful to remember. If we have a Christmas tradition and there's not time that year, it's okay. It's going to be okay if we let go for a year. We can keep it simple, and that's often the most meaningful. Okay. Any last words before I recap?
I just want to add on to what Mame said and about the crafts too. I think we talked about a lot of things. It doesn't have to be a craft. It can be sitting and reading a Christmas book. It can be singing around the piano. It can just be enjoying time as a family. I think the main thing is that you're making memories and not necessarily with a digital screen, which is so much of life these days. So I think anything you do, Katie, is a win, even if it messed up your dining room table again. Like Mame said, I'd rather have my kids do that than be on an iPad for the whole afternoon. They're learning skills and their brain's working and active and they're making memories and they're listening to the Christmas music and they're feeling all the feels. And then later after Christmas, you can go back and re-clean and purge. So I think there's a lot of value in keeping those little hands busy and giving them something to do during the Christmas season when it's so busy for us as moms too. Great discussion. Lots of good ideas. Thanks, everyone.
I have just one more comment too, Mame. Off of what you said, and that's that sometimes it's overwhelming. Every year there's something fun and new to try, and these quote unquote traditions can build up until there's so much expectation, and it's overwhelming. I've had seasons where I'm just overwhelmed as a mom because I think I have to do all this stuff, plus all the concerts, plus all the parties. All this stuff just builds up. And so a couple of times I have sat the kids down in November and just said, if we could do one thing that makes Christmas Christmas to you, what would that be? And it's helpful for them to think through what if we could bake one thing, what would be important for them? If we could have one activity, what would that be for them? And then I try to accomplish that for each child so that they all have the one thing they feel like they need to make Christmas Christmas in our house. And that helps me organize it a little better in my brain.
I really love that, Ray. That's a great idea. I will say, though, that then if you have nine kids like Katie, that's nine things you're doing. I'm just kidding. I think that's a really good idea. And while you were saying that, I was thinking how blessed we are that we have a season where we can focus on making memories through traditions and celebrating the Savior and focus on wonderful, warm, happy times. This is really a blessed season, and let's make sure that the mother feels that way through the whole season too, as much as the kids do.
One more thing. Sorry, Mae. Mama did that, Ray. Mama, you may have left the house at that point. But I remember Mama sitting us down and saying, if you can do one thing this Christmas season, what would it be? I remember what Heidi always said, which was to go window shopping, which did not speak to me at all, but it speaks to Heidi. And that I do have pleasant memories of going to the mall, just window shopping because of Heidi. But another thing that Mama did that I don't dare do with my kids, but we all made Christmas gifts for each other, like handmade Christmas gifts, and she would pull us out of school for one day. And I just remember feeling so special. I think it was helpful for Mama, because then it wasn't in the hustle and bustle of every day, everyone life. She could just take a day with each child and work on their Christmas present for whoever they'd drawn. But also as a child, it made us feel so special. I haven't dared do it with my kids because we go to a rigorous school and it's hard to catch up if you miss a day, but I've always remembered that as a really special memory.
I'm going to try that with my kids this year. What one thing do you want to do this season?
I think we've shared a lot of awesome ideas. I'm just going to do a quick recap with the notes that I took. So the topic is simple Christmas crafts, ideas, traditions. We talked about making the triangle Santa hat and the rest of the page for his face. You cut strips and curl them with a pencil for his beard. Super simple to do with toddlers and preschool-aged kids. Origami nativity, and you can find YouTubes on that, or origami anything Christmas. Read Christmas books or have Christmas books set out in your living room for kids to read. Making things with our kids. No, I'm sorry. I messed that up. Services to others. So Lorraine did the tree in her classroom, and they added an ornament, just a paper ornament for every service that they rendered to someone else. Making clove oranges, or also dried citrus apples strung to ornaments or outside for the birds on the trees. Make snowflakes and hang them up in your house. Decorate the bedrooms as well as the living room, or let the kids decorate their own bedrooms using construction paper boxes. Fairy lights, etc. Cinnamon applesauce ornaments that you can then dry and hang on your tree. Borax snowflakes. Make a Light the World vending machine out of a refrigerator box. Make crackers with toilet paper tubes, or the Mexican God's Eye ornament with the yarn and the popsicle sticks, or a great big poinsettia out of red construction paper, and you fold the points in to make a pinwheel or a larger flower. Make sure that we have Christmas music playing quiet in the background. Make a good positive atmosphere when we're doing our crafts. Beads are a fun thing that kids can use to make wreaths or candy canes on pipe cleaners. A food item was the cream cheese mince. Let them knead with their hands in their individual bowls the cream cheese with the powdered sugar until it's kneaded well, and they make it into a little cream cheese mint. Teach music or sing music around the piano. Reenact plays, the nativity or other Christmas plays. We talked about what to do with the crafts afterwards. You can use them as gifts for other people, teachers, friends, or dispose of them when kids aren't looking. You can also have a box that you set them in to the side, and after a few weeks, if they haven't asked for them, it's safer to get rid of it. Set out a donation box so that kids can think of what they want to donate from their toys or other items. Lights and candles and music for the atmosphere. Have one tradition chosen per person. Keep it simple and make it magical for everybody, including the mom. Did I do a good job? That was my first time doing that.
Nice job, Mame.
Good, Mame.
Hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas season. Thanks, everybody, for sharing.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for tuning into Sister Share. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you again next week.